Last week we were discussing the health service on the programme. It prompted Eddie to contact us with his story about a recent visit to hospital and a big mix-up with his MRI scan.
I was playing rugby for Malone, great club by the way, and I broke my nose. A guy's knee or elbow hit my nose and the inevitable happened. I had a bit of a gusher and I had to go to A&E to get seen to.
Right.
That was fine.
This was Antrim A&E, right?
Yeah, Antrim A&E. While I was there, I did notice a woman had been sick in the floor, and I went and told people about it and everything, and it took 20 minutes from, you know, giving them notification of it until them actually getting it cleaned up, which I thought was a bit slow given, you know, you didn't know if she was infectious or someone could have slipped in it. But anyway, that's by the by. And I got seen to after a wait and was released. I then developed a headache and started vomiting quite severely. I mean, I was talking 78 times a day, probably, and I think in one sitting I was sick 12 times. It was a bit horrific. My bedroom was a complete mess, so it was rough. It was like, I don't know, it was like Thompson's dance floor at 3 a.m. It was that rough. It was horrible, and I had to go back to A&E. So this time my mum took me, and I got a CT scan. Sure enough, a nice junior doctor came and took me into a little room, and just to discuss the CT scan results. She sat me down and informed me that on a secondary pickup, they had seen that I had brain ischemia and I had brain damage to both frontal lobes of my brain. So yeah, they told me I had brain damage, and the whole word swam around me a little bit. They said it was unusual for someone my age to have that condition. And then I went out and told my mum, and I could see the shock in her face as well.
You must have been terrified.
Well, yes and no. I was initially just so relieved to not be sick anymore. They gave me anti-sickness medication, a little film that dissolved in my tongue, and I was just, the relief was amazing. I was like, what a time to be alive, not being sick. But then obviously the reality set in, and I thought, I'm 29 of brain damage, what does this mean? You know, for my future, and my parents going to have to look after me. You know, all those thoughts start to creep in. But then my mum drives me home from Andrew Manny. I go home to their house in Macrofelt, and she makes me food and a cup of tea, and we sit down, have a chat, and then I get a phone call telling me that there was a mix-up and that I'm actually in the all clear.
They had mixed up your scan.
Yeah, they'd mixed up my scan with that of an 80-year-old woman who was actually in front of me in the queue to get a CT scan. So I'd seen her and seen her. She had her head heavily bandaged. She fell backwards and hit her head. So, which is horrible for her family because her children and grandchildren were there. So I don't know whether they had to then ring her and tell her, well, they've picked this up, or what's more likely, she probably had a history already of that.
So hold on a second. So you didn't have brain damage at all then?
No, they'd mixed up my scan and told me that I had when I hadn't.
Well, you know, I guess there's two ways to look at this, isn't there? One, hospitals and doctors will make mistakes. They're like any of the rest of us. And the other way of looking at it is they shouldn't make that type of mistake, sending you out from hospital with brain damage when you didn't have it at all.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And I would never blame the NHS or the staffing for more of this institution, and the staff have never been anything but professional, competent, and they do an amazing job. But it's the fact that they're working under those conditions and those pressures that can lead to these mistakes. You know, it sounds great for a politician to be able to say there's X amount of people being seen in A&E in this amount of time. But when you put performance targets on a service like that, quality is going to suffer. And that's the real issue, I think. It's a silly, avoidable mistake.
Yeah, they say in their statement, this is the Northern Trust, they say in their statement that that they contacted you within 30 minutes of leaving the hospital when a doctor realised, spotted the error. You reckon it took them longer than that?
Definitely, it took longer than that. I mean, from the time she told me, I went back into the wee waiting room that was outside the CT facility, and I was talking to mum, and she was obviously giving me 50 questions. Like, are you sure? Are you sure? Like, yeah, unless my hearing's been damaged too. And then from the time it took her to drive me home to Macrofelt, from Antrimony. I mean, she was going slow because I was still a bit dodgy, you know, traveling and being sick. And then obviously food prep and cup of tea time on top of that and having a chat. So it was more than 30 minutes. But that's irrelevant, really.
It's the fact that it happened in the first place. Exactly, well, look, they also say that they've had no communication from you and they would ask that you contact the trust to discuss this. Why aren't you talking to them? Why are you talking to us?
Well, there's not in. If I contact the trust, I mean, they said they would launch an investigation so it would never happen again. But, you know, that sort of like hushes everything up. I mean, why shouldn't people know about it? If mistakes like this, the avoidable mistakes are being made, people should know about it.
Thanks for bringing the story to us, Eddie. It's a really interesting story, and I'm glad you're well, but it shouldn't have happened to you.
I am. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Eddie. Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Well, the Northern Trust say in their statement that they've reviewed the two visits that happened from Mr. York. They say on both occasions he was seen within the Department of Health's four-hour target time. They say that they confirm an error relating to a scan occurred. The doctor treating Mr. York quickly spotted the error, contacted within 30 minutes of leaving the hospital, something that man obviously says is not true.